summer meeting of our school for the month. It feels like summer outside. But anyway, it's nice to see a lot of spectators in the crowd tonight and appreciate everybody's attendance. So first we'll just stand for a moment of silence and give a brief pledge.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, just a small order of business before we get to the fun part of our evening where we get to recognize some particularly good students, is our agenda modification. Approval. Do we need to make any modifications to the agenda?
Yes, we do. The item under consent agenda on the refunding of the 2015 notes and the payoff of the 2014 notes, I would like to pull that out as a separate action item. We need to have a roll call vote for that. And also attached for your review is the resolution that goes along with to authorize the refunding.
Okay, very good. So when we do vote on the consent agenda, everything included in here will be except for letter I. So just if you're not familiar, we meet twice a month. Our meeting last month was the work, and everything we do tonight is just voting on the work that we did last week. Discussions about it, get time with this board to think about it individually this week, and then that's called the committee as a whole meeting, the first meeting of the month. If you ever want to come out, that's the meeting we come to, that's what we're going to work. And then the second meeting of the month is pretty benign, we're just voting on those. So, okay, we'll pull item I off the consent agenda, and
I have another item as well. We actually just received in the mail today approval of our Plan Con Part H and Plan Con Part J for the Brecknock Elementary School project. So I would like to add as an action item the two letters that I did email to Mr. Johnson to add. We have to enter these letters into the minutes, so I would like to add that another action item basically to enter the Plan Con Part H and Part J approval letters in the minutes. Even though we got this approval, we don't have the money yet. As you know, the state is doing a series of bonds to actually make school districts whole. There is a big note, it says, please note in bold, reimbursement will not occur until funding is established in accordance with Act 45 in 2016. But this is the first step towards the finish line. So when we get that reimbursement, we will be looking at about $2,152,000. So.
Do we need to vote to put that in the minutes? Or is it?
No, just the two letters. You have to vote, and that's a separate action item.
Yeah, that literally came this afternoon. And I typically don't like to add stuff to the agenda. But because that is such a hugely important document, it's worth $2 million to us. I don't want to wait or delay at all. So I asked Mr. Ramsey to add that to the agenda. And I absolutely am excited that we're moving one step closer to getting our money back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, this was money that the school district upfronted for a project that brought not ahead of time 2+ years ago. Any other modifications to the agenda? Okay, so student of the month presentation, Mr. Shanker.
Thank you, Vice President Jones, Secretary Johnson, members of the school board. It's such an honor to be here before you this evening to introduce our October students of the month. Our characteristic of the month was that of integrity, and I would be hard pressed to find two different individuals that have higher moral character than the two I will introduce to you this evening. First one is our Female Student of the Month. Hannah, if you would mind standing up and then walking your way over to Dr. Hollister, he'll give you a certificate and a medal. Hannah Ashcroft is a senior this year. She was recognized by her peers and our staff as one who represents integrity to its fullest. So we just wanted to recognize Hannah tonight and thank her for just being awesome. Hannah is here this evening with her brother Joanne and her sister Lauren. So Hannah Ashcroft is our Female Student of the Month. When he's walking through the halls, great young man. I hope my sons turn out to be exactly like Zach, because he's a tremendous young man.
Congratulations.
So congratulations to Zach tonight, too. Thank you.
Just a word to the students from the superintendent's office as well. The first thing I'd like to say is thank you, not congratulations, but thank you. You are model citizens for not only other students to emulate, but at times faculty as well. Integrity is one of my most favorite of the Student of the Month awards because we just can't seem to find enough of it anymore. So I applaud you for receiving the award, but more importantly, I applaud you for what you're doing in order to earn. I do mean earn the award. So the only other request that I have, awards are often two-sided. One is thank you, but the second is keep doing what you're doing. There's almost a sort of an obligation that comes along with when the adults in your life acknowledge something you're doing. We're saying thanks, but we're also saying keep it up and keep doing it. So congratulations, and congratulations to the families as well, because I know that doesn't just happen naturally. So thanks a lot. Dad's saying it's all mom. Okay, got it. Thank you very much.
Okay, now the time for any citizens' comments. And any citizen would like to make a comment now? This is like open mic night. Okay. With no comments to be heard, then we'll vote on the consent agenda except for item I, and then after that, we'll get approval of the consent agenda first, except for item I.
I move to accept the proposed consent agenda.
Okay. Second. Motion for a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay. The consent agenda has passed. Now we'll do item I. First, we need a motion to accept it.
I move we accept.
Okay.
I
We have a motion. Second?
Second.
And a second. And so, if we could start with Ms. Redman. We'll do a roll call vote on item I. And this is the approval of the payoff of the 2014A note.
Yes.
Mr. Winsor?
Yes.
Irving?
Yes.
Ms. Sykes?
Yes.
Mrs. Neo?
Yes.
Mr. Naranjo?
Yes.
And Mr. Jones says yes.
Six. And seven. Zero. One.
Two apps.
Two apps. Yes. So the ayes have it. So the first action item is the approval to obtain an appraisal for the Kennard property. Just a slight slight recap, this is the property on Carnarvon Township across the street from the fire department where the elementary school once sat. We're going to look at an appraisal for that to potentially make a decision on what to do with that land. So any discussion about that land or approval to go ahead and get a motion to approve for an appraisal?
So moved.
Second.
One second. Everyone in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, so we'll get an appraisal. The next action item is the letters from the state, from the PDE for the PlanCon admission. And I can't imagine there would be any objection to that, but do we have a motion to accept those as they are? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, that's good action. Reports. Do we have any reports from the Lancaster County Tax Collection Bureau?
I do not. We do not have a meeting this month. Our next meeting is November 16th.
I feel like I won the lottery today.
I'm going to slow you down.
Okay, Mr. Urban, a report from the Lancaster 11-IU-13.
Indeed I do. The Lancaster 11-IU board met on October 12th. The meeting highlights Dr. Martin Hudax, the circuit rider for PA School, provided a presentation entitled School Funding in Pennsylvania and What You Can Do to Change It. Very nice. Brief show basically on what the circuit riders do to help sell our story to the legislature. We also had a IU job training video, which was done in the IU by the students, showing what the students learn and how they go out into the working workforce and the type of jobs they do and the companies that they help. Another highlight is we approved the a new four-year contract for Dr. Brian Barnhart to be the executive director of IU-13 for another 4 years starting August 1st, 2017 through July 31, 2021. So we have our leadership in place for the next 5 years. Very happy about that. Dr. Barnhart was happy. The board was happy. The whole administration of the IU-13 was very pleased that we were able to do that. We approved $10.3 million in disbursements for the month. The business services approved 6 new or extensions to existing contracts. Early childhood and special education services approved 3 new contracts. Instructional services approved 15 new or additions to existing contracts. Technology service had 1 new contract. HR committee had 1 new contract. And the HR committee also, under personnel actions, had 16 resignations, 1 termination, 4 retirements, 49 new hires, 18 change of position or salary, and approved 5 leave of absences. We also approved a new IU-13 organizational chart, which is a matter of public record now. If anyone has any questions, I would be glad to either answer them now to the best of my ability or provide the information to you at a later date.
Any questions? I have a question. So Dr. Barnhart's contract?
Yes.
So you said he's in place for 5 more years?
I guess he was only 3 years into the contract, so we sort of looked at an early bird.
So is the contract a 5-year contract or an extension of a 4-year contract?
It's a new contract starting at the end of the first 4-year contract, which ends July 31st, 2017.
So the previous contract was
for 4 years.
Got it. It amazes me. That HR department must just be pedal to the metal. God. That report every month just is incredible.
department calls me, and we sit down for about an hour just going over any problems on the phone that might occur during the board meeting.
And again, you've heard me compliment Flip Steinhauer from the IU. He's phenomenal. He's the guy that can make all that happen. He truly is a remarkable administrator over at the IU.
Well, on the basis of that, I'd like to thank Mr. Urban for your faithful service on the IU.
Yes. Also worth noting, of all the committees, he's pulled some hours. Although CTC and Melissa, I know they do a lot of time too. So very nice of you guys to do that.
Thank you, Mr. Mrs. Redmond, CTC.
I have no report this evening. The CTC met the same night as our board retreat, and I was here, not there. So I don't have an update.
Did they sell the little house?
I don't know.
I'm anxious to see. Mm-hmm. I've heard of little houses. Mr. Wenzel, legislative report.
Yes, the 15-16 legislative session will end on November the 30th. There were less than 10 days of actual voting, with most of which occur here in October. There are some chances, for charter and pension reforms being added that make changes to probably not a whole lot will happen there. I'd like to note, if you get the opportunity to look at the Reading Eagle, I believe it was Sunday, they addressed the charter school costs for schools in Brooks County and had it written down what they're paying out. So it's everywhere in the news and how they're underachieving charter schools. That's the emphasis on that. How the charter schools are trying to justify their existence, I guess you could say. Of course, until we meet the next time, it'll be election day, so get out there and vote. Friends out there to vote. You know, we all focus on the president. A lot of focus is given to the presidential race, but there's an election for a United States Senator from Pennsylvania, Congress. So there's a lot of down ballot positions up. They're also equally as important. So protect your right that's been given to you by many people's lives to take that opportunity. And a third report.
Vote early, vote often.
So that might be the case.
Not just do that.
I'm not that.
According to something.
Vote once. According to your conscience.
Mr. Jones, we are recording.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone had a chance to read the link I sent earlier in the week about the report from the PA Cyber Charter Schools. 4 years. 4 years of failing. And I mean, the amount of money they're getting is just incredible. Okay, thank you, Mr. Wenzel. And Superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. A couple of items, and they're sort of in random order. The first, I just want to make sure the board appreciates the action you just took. The bond renegotiation will now create a debt-free school district in just over five years. And at that time, we'll have a $2.5 million, for lack of a better word, structural surplus. So we're excited about that. Number two, since you're talking a little bit about some test scores, I do want to acknowledge Mr. Sanger here. We did real well in the latest rendition of SPP. We're keeping our fingers crossed that some of it's true and some of it's not, but the high school did a fantastic job. But I also should compliment the other administrators who were here, Heather, Patrick, and Dr. Larkin, who also contributed to that win for our high school. I know the high school faculty are excited. I think it's the most energy we've ever had up there and pride that we've seen in a long time. So congratulations, Matt. I know you guys are working really hard for those numbers, and we're proud of you. So thanks. Couple other items. I had the received an invitation to speak this past Sunday at New Holland Mennonite Church during their service, and I graciously accepted that. And it was a wonderful morning. They just were just looking for an update regarding the school district. They're doing a series of these with their church, and I was so well received. I just wanted to acknowledge New Holland Elementary, or New Holland Mennonite Church on the other end of town for inviting me and welcoming me so warmly. Tomorrow morning, there'll be a collaboration group of different organizations, all who serve the New Holland community here at 7 a.m. Anyone's welcome to attend. Essentially, it's just the organizations who serve New Holland in any capacity. This is sort of under the direction of Meredith Thaw. She's pulling this meeting together, but we're hosting here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. just to see where duplications of services are occurring and to see if there are holes in the services that folks are providing. And of course, we'll be represented there as well. So very excited about that. Compliments to Meredith Thaw, who is the executive director of Cross Connections, who's pulling that meeting together. Some exciting news to report back to you. Earlier this year, we had talked about some of the pre-K initiatives that we have going on. I'm happy to report that a number of the interest sessions have occurred for some of our pre-K families. When I'm talking about interest sessions, I'm talking about music, library, STEM, art, those areas that we have in our elementary schools. If one of those teachers has an extra period or two, we're using that time. We've always used that time wisely. What happens is that the schools get a little unbalanced because of the sections, and occasionally those specials teachers have random open periods in their schedule. Well, we're using that time to actually bring students in who are not registered with us officially, or there are pre-K students who are not with us, and trying to get them excited about school. So, and it's going really well. We have 12 families with us, which is really the limit that we established initially because of the first year of doing the initiative. But I'm getting a report from Dr. Larkin and from her team that that families are really enjoying those sessions. So it's some really good news. Again, just one more little piece of the whole structure for our pre-K initiatives. Announcement, homecoming, if you're not familiar, is this coming Friday night. Sounds like we might be looking at some rain, but I'm hoping by then things will have shifted away and we'll have a great night. This past week, we had the Hall of Fame induction. I was able to attend that, and it was good for me to be there. It was a reminder to me how much athletics means to some students. It really does connect students to their schools, and in this case, it connects alumni back to their school. Some really great speeches by the four candidates who were inducted, including Mr. Todd Reitenauer, who just retired. He was nominated his first year upon eligibility. Very passionate speech by Todd. Another side of Mr. Reitenauer that not too many people get to see, but he gets emotional about his athletics and sports and what it means. So a great night. A lot of people there. I probably had 50 people there in attendance. People who were even just partially connected. Saw some old administrators who had come back just for the evening. So it was a nice night for the last football game here. Keeping on the topic of athletics, it was a short run, but our girls soccer team made playoffs first time since 2008. So it's been a long time for those guys. They were bumped out in the first round. They were ranked 25th going into the state championship and were knocked out by Manor Township, who was ranked number 8. But it was a nice visit for our girls. If you recall, we've had some trouble with our girls soccer teams in the last couple of years with trying to get some stability in coaching. So it looks like we might have picked up a winner in terms of the coach, and he's getting a lot out of the young ladies. So we're excited to report that. And I believe one more item. We've been slowly rolling out our bus tracking system, a few buses at a time, and it's going well. There's been no major hiccups. Probably the biggest problem we're having is students who have been forgetting their IDs, and we're making those adjustments. Not surprisingly, it's more secondary students than elementary. Elementary students are so compliant, and we like that about them. High school students and middle school students just have other things on their mind, and the IDs have not always been where they need to be, but we have mechanisms and procedures in place for all that. So it's a slow windup for that, but at this point, all the buses, I'm told all the buses are using the ID system to get students on in the morning. And we're making those adjustments as we go. But no major glitches other than the lack of IDs for some students. So we're excited that we're taking another step in that feature to keep our students safe and our parents informed. And that does conclude my report. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Dr. Hollister. It was nice to see the inductions into the student athletic hall of fame. Liz Martin, I remember watching her run when my oldest daughter ran. It was neat to hear everything she had accomplished in college. She was really a good runner. Just for announcements, I wanted to mention last week, October 10th, I got to participate. The counseling department here at the district, Ellen Cantamagri, we have a hard time with her name, invited me to participate in that council, in the counseling department, the advisory council. So what they were doing was talking about, you know, the role of the counselor and how to get them engaged. And I don't know if you had shared that video with the board before about the new economy. And so we watched that. And have you guys seen this video? It's really amazing, especially on the heels of your talking last week about the potential collaboration with Thaddeus Stevens. And so this is a new study that's out and talks about jobs moving every
we Mr. Jones, we did watch this video at our board meeting.
Oh, so you know about it. Well, listen, I mean,
I wasn't gonna let you talk too much further before I cut it.
Well, I want to see the shuttle too, or the rocket, but like in fourth grade, you know, I didn't realize this was fourth grade, getting kids to start thinking about this. So it was really exciting. I was glad I was able to participate in that meeting, and it's really encouraging.
Yeah, that's a great piece. And the other video that we watched talking about artificial intelligence and robots, I've gotten some new updates to that video since we looked at it, and it's scary. It's really scary. We got 2 minutes before the rocket goes, so I'll let you go. We've got a couple minutes. So the latest video that's out, the latest story about robots, you know, the stick and the rubber band and the ball, trying to catch the ball. So, robots learning on its own how to do this, completely on its own. Somewhere around 100 tries, it's the cup the first time. Sometime after that, once it's in the cup, first time it makes it into the cup, makes it into the cup the rest of the time. The robot self-taught how to do that. And then, now they have that robot demonstrating to another robot. So it's an automatic download, and the first try, bang. We're gonna have to take our kids to a whole new place to have them catch up. Thank you. So there's some fun stuff that we've got some ideas to try and bring some of that into our classroom. So but it's we've got to hit the accelerator on some of those things.
Yeah. Very, very cool. But anyway, good kudos to the counseling department.
Yeah, that's great.
Any other announcements? Going once, going twice. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
If you want to make your say, that's my wrong chance.